Welcome, 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 people, to October 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1985. The Akil Laro hijacking ends. So the interesting question is, why did four young Palestinian terrorists, in a plan orchestrated by Mohammed Abbas, hijack an Italian cruiser and shoot an old Jewish American man in a wheelchair, tipping him overboard, wheelchair and all? That is the question indeed. History.com says it's because they demanded the release of 50 Palestinian militant imprisoned in Israel. Robert Fisk on independent.co.uk suggests it was because it's easier to attack Israel by sea than it would be from Lebanon, Syria, or Jordan. Daniel Quinn of electronicintifada.net says it was a revenge attack for an Israeli attack in Tunisia a week earlier. Anyway, insert excuse here. Even Yasser Arafat condemned the hijacking. The ship would dock in Port Said, and the hijackers surrendered to Egyptian authorities and freed the hostages. In return, the hostages would be able to go free and took off on an Egypt Air Boeing 737 headed for Tunisia. Not so fast. President Ronald Reagan sent an order to intercept the plane, and U.S. Navy F-14 Tomcat fighters ordered the plane to get back on the ground. The pilot complied, and the hijackers were arrested and later be tried and convicted by an Italian court. Where do you think you're going? 1899. I.R. Johnson invents the bicycle frame. He's famous for being an African-American who invented something before the civil rights. On the show, where there is no color, he's simply a great American inventor. We don't care what nationality or color he is. Thanks, I.R. I mean, it was the bike frame. I.R. Johnson, everyone, like a boss! 1865. John Wesley Hyatt simplifies the production of celluloid, the first industrial plastic. But that's the boring part. He invented the billiard ball. And I say after this, let's go shoot some stick. Who's with me? 1951. Truman signs the Mutual Security Act. This measure, which was modeled upon the Marshall Plan, authorized about $7 billion for foreign military, economic, and technical aid to American allies. This sent a message to Moscow, and the rest of the world for that matter, that America would provide the resources to contain communism by any means necessary. The Republicans felt it was a bit expensive, but understood that nations who will fight on our side is sound economy, according to John Voorhees of Ohio. James Richards of South Carolina, who is chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, made it a point that the Mutual Security Act was intended not to fight a war, but to prevent a war. President Dwight Eisenhower would abolish the Mutual Security Act in 1953. 2016, Tampa Bay Buccaneer James Winston becomes the first NFL quarterback to start the second season passing for 4,000 yards. All this before his 23rd birthday, January 6th. James only needed 112 going into the Monday Night Football game against the Carolina Panthers. The Bucs would win the game on a last-second nail-biting field goal, and Winston would go into the history books. And finally, 1979, The Rose premieres in L.A. It was about a self-destructive rock star from the 1960s, loosely based on Janis Joplin. But enough about my ex-girlfriend and getting back to The Rose. It featured Bette Midler, and it was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Frederick Forrest, Best Actress in a Leading Role for Midler, which was her screen debut, by the way, Best Film Editing, and Best Sound. And that's it for October 10th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.